There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
In Chicago, they're celebrating the Stanley Cup. In Texas, they're battening the hatches as Tropical Storm Bill nears. In Spokane, Washington, they're scratching their heads about an NAACP president who portrayed herself as a black woman, only she happens to be white and her parents outed her. Jeb Bush officially announces that he's running for president. And, oh, yeah, the Obamas threw a party. Were you invited? Hey, everybody, a snapshot of what's on our mind tonight here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So, no, I wasn't invited to the Obamas' White House shindig, but apparently Prince was. He played at this secret party, as did Stevie Wonder. And it was a kind of a who's who, if you will, a TMZ feast, if only they could have been there. Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks quarterback, he was one of the guests. 500 in all. Lots of CEOs, movie and TV stars. Prince. Probably sang Raspberry Beret. I'm just thinking. So Josh Earnest, when he did his daily update on Monday, faced a barrage of questions about the details of the star-studded event. It wasn't included in the president's public schedule. There was no mention of it anywhere except for those who were there and tweeted out, hey, I'm hanging with the Prez. Look where I am. I'm dancing at the White House to Prince and Stevie Wonder. That's what happened. They didn't get everybody's cell phones. Anyway, here's what Josh Earnest had to say when he was trying to answer the questions.
Jim, I don't have a lot to tell you about non-public events that occurred at the White House. President First Lady did hold a private party here at the White House over the weekend. But given the private nature of the event, I don't have a lot of details to discuss from here. President First Lady did host a private event here at the White House over the weekend. But given the fact that it was a private event, we didn't have spent a lot of time talking about it publicly. I don't have a guest list for you, Robert.
Does that mean that the President and the First Lady will be paying for that event with their own funds?
Yes.
And that includes the entertainment, the staff. Who is staffing the event? Was it White House staff? Was it catering staff?
I don't have all those details for you, Jim, other than to tell you that the President and First Lady will pay for the event. I think the fact that we're talking about a private event and the fact that details of this are known is an indication that the President is committed to being transparent. At the same time, the President and First Lady are going to reserve the right to host private parties at the White House.
Say it's private, it's private. Is that it?
Well, I think, Ron, the point is that the President and First Lady, and I think most people across the country would acknowledge that this is an appropriate thing for the President and First Lady to do, which is to open up their house to guests and to host a private party on a Saturday night. Again, Ron, I think the fact that we're talking about a private event paid for by the President and First Lady that occurred in their own home on a Saturday night, I think most people would recognize that, understandably, as a private event.
All right, we heard private event how many times? You know how millennials have those drinking games when you hear the same word repeated over and over again? We'd all be drunk if we were playing that little silly game, wouldn't we? Private party, it's a private party, it's a private party, it's a private party. And I think the reporter's asking and digging about who's paying for it. That was the deal there. And so he's saying they're paying for every cent of it, which would mean the staff, etc. How much does that kind of party cost? Catering for 500 people? I'm sure Prince or whoever performed, they would throw that in for free. Be an issue, I doubt it. But what would a shindig like that cost? It would have to be pretty pricey. I'm thinking. It would have to be pretty pricey. I don't know. Does the president have a right to just, can they have a private party? And if for sure they're paying for it themselves, do we really care that much? Party up, because time is ticking away. Somebody else is going to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue before you know it. It goes by just like that. Jeb Bush is hoping he's going to be the next person that's in the White House with his family, or his wife anyway. He announced that he was running in Miami, got heckled a little bit because they were heckling him, the crowd, on immigration reform. He introduced his mother to the crowd. He said the next president will pass meaningful immigration reform, so that's going to be resolved, not by executive order. So we know where Jeb Bush stands on it. He absolutely is about a pathway to citizenship. He's made that pretty clear whenever he's talked about it. But that could be a piece of baggage that tanks him with the Republicans. Think of the cast of characters running on the GOP side. And for goodness sake, I've said this over and over again. The debate season will be here before you know it. The first debate is in August. Whoever is polling well gets to be part of the debate. The others are going to fall to the wayside, although Fox is going to have a debate with the people who don't make it in high enough into the polling. So here's the thing. You don't want too many debates, and you don't want them to get completely off the rails, because then you're eating your own, and it plays right into the Democrats' hand. If I am the Republican strategist, Rents Priebus, listen up, and he knows this, you got to have hardcore issues, you got to have a stance, you got to have a message, and yes, you can go toe-to-toe with the people in your own party because, for goodness sake, you're trying to get the nomination. But you don't want to bury them. You don't want to smash them over the head with a shovel like a mafia movie and be throwing dirt on top of them. And unfortunately, the last time around, that's what happened. It made for great ratings, and people in TV land got rich off of it, but it wasn't great for the Republicans. I think they have that under control, and I don't think it's going to happen this time around. So Jeb Bush now is officially in. A lot of you have called this show, say you like the Bushes, it's fine, you don't want another Bush. No offense to Jeb, but he's not the one. Of my polls, you like Scott Walker. Some of you like Ted Cruz. Some of you like Rand Paul. It's kind of a smorgasbord as to who I think the people listening, at least on the Republican side, are looking at. In fact, some of the Democrats are anxious to see what Rand Paul does, the senator from Kentucky. But Jeb Bush, he pops up tops in so many polls. He is sometimes neck and neck with Scott Walker, but he's definitely somewhere on top. And there's always polls that put him and Hillary Clinton running against each other, and Hillary Clinton wins by at least five lengths, the distance it took American Pharoah to win the Triple Crown. Now, will that all change as we get closer to the election? Will Jeb Bush be the nominee? Could be. Coming up next, we're talking about trans fats being banned by the FDA. An overreach? What do we do? Consumption of trans fats already down 80%, so why now? Plus, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum on the shark attack in North Carolina and the fear of sharks and how to overcome it. That's all next on America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
About it before, trans fats. That's right. The Food and Drug Administration announcing a ban on artificial trans fats. Wow, what a surprising move for a couple of reasons, and we're going to talk about it throughout America tonight. From the National Center for Public Policy Research, Senior Fellow and Risk Analysis Division Director Jeff Steyer joins us. He says it's a horrible idea, and we talked about this before because we've talked about these problems with things that have been banned in New York specifically in the recent past. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on the show.
Hey, great. Kate, great to be back with you.
So, your take on this whole FDA thing and their claims about trans fats?
Well, the FDA is indeed set to ban trans fats. Trans fats, the consumption in this country have gone down tremendously. They've fallen off a cliff since people became concerned about them. Now, the history of trans fats in a nutshell is that they were widely used in foods to replace saturated fats, which the food police warned us would kill us. So the industry actually replaced saturated fats like butters, other solid fats, with trans fats to serve the same purpose, but to be healthier. Now they're maybe getting a dose of humility and realizing that maybe trans fats are not, in fact, a health food, and there are risks of consuming them at high levels, but we're not consuming them at high levels. As a matter of fact, consumption has gone down more than 80%.
Wow.
Over the last 5-10 years. So if that's the case, why are we so concerned about this minuscule consumption? It's not as if they're, in fact, it's not as if they're poisonous, although that's what the activists will say. It's not like a poison that will kill you at small doses. It is an ingredient in food that if you eat too much, it might affect your cholesterol and raise the bad cholesterol, which we don't want to do. But it rarely exists in our food anymore. So in the foods that it still exists, it's there for a real reason, whether it it serves a role like keeping the color on the sprinkles, believe it or not, or keeping crackers from going bad, and keeping food prices low. So there's a reason it's in the very few foods that it's still in. Replacing it will be difficult in those few circumstances, and it doesn't really present much of a risk at the levels we're consuming it today.
So is this junk science? Is that what this is about?
That's part of it. It's junk science, but it's driven by an ideology that these are artificial fats, right? They're processed by humans, so therefore they must be bad, as if butter comes right out of a cow, apparently. Process butter, too. So it's part of, a left-wing driven ideology that thinks the government knows best how individuals and families ought to be eating. The science is just absolutely not there to support a ban on the very low levels of trans fat that still exist in our food.
And so then again, this would lead to what? More expensive food, right?
Well, across the board, you know, the left likes to say that we are deforesting the world to grow more food. And, you know, I'm not going to say that's true or not true, but we get a lot of palm oil from Malaysia where there is concern about deforestation. So there are consequences, even for the left, of forcing a switch. And I think it's important to say, look, if we're going to take trans fats out of the food, what are we going to replace them with? You know, it's not like we're going to be able to use olive oil instead of trans fats. There are certain purposes that the trans fats fill that you can't use a liquid oil for. So you have to either hydrogenize it, make a trans fat, or use a saturated fat or something like palm oil. And everywhere you turn, it's either more expensive, it's a shorter shelf life, it doesn't serve the same purpose. There are always costs, whether financial or otherwise. And my point is, in public policy, what you have to do is weigh the benefits against all of those costs, and sometimes they're uncertain. And the benefits of banning the last small vestiges of trans fats from our diet are undefined. There's really no way to say that trans fats we consume are, at this point in time, very, very low levels, are harming anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You bring up the whole palm oil thing, and I've been talking to some people who have actually been there and crawled around the areas where they're getting the palm oil, and let me tell you, it's a very small area, relatively, so good luck with that, right?
Yeah, and I've been there, and there's a lot of sustainable development going on there, so I don't mean to demean the farmers who are trying to earn a living in Malaysia. I've been to those facilities as well, and they're hard workers, and they're doing it, in every case I've seen, doing it responsibly. But the left, who wants to take trans fats away from us, needs to realize that there are costs. And if they're concerned about deforestation, well, maybe they don't want us to switch to trans fats. If they're concerned about regressive taxes, a ban on trans fats is a regressive tax because it will increase the price of food, and that will cost poor people the most money. So, you know, the left and the right ought to be concerned about this unscientific ban that is pending from the FDA. And just to be technical, it's not a ban. It's removing it from the list of safe foods. And in order to get it back on the market will require lots and lots more studies that other foods don't have to undergo. So it will be expensive either way.
Right, so that's the problem. If you just say, oh, well, you know, there's, I'm sure it'll come back. It's not a I'm sure it'll come back because of the reason you just said. If it were to come back, it would be a huge undertaking for that to happen once the ban would pretty much, you know, click
exactly.
in, right?
They'd have to come off the market. Maybe there'll be a period of time. The FDA has not yet announced the details. But either way, it's costing everyone lots more money. And the question is, for what purpose? How many lives are we saving? And the evidence that I've seen so far is none, because the evidence that the FDA has about the danger of trans fats relates to very high exposures, the levels we were eating a decade or more ago. That the market, Kate, has worked. Companies have taken trans fats out of the foods that they can do so easily for. So instead of frying something in a trans fat, you can fry in vegetable oil. That works. We're only left with trans fats where we need them now. So it really doesn't make any sense. The old data should not be relevant to removing trans fats in the very limited levels that are still in our food. It's, you know, it's like making a decision based on data that we know is irrelevant.
Yeah, and Jeff, I almost am answering my own question, but sometimes I think that this is, besides overreach, I think that this is somebody sitting around and they're meeting and meeting and meeting and thinking, okay, what can we, where can we reach into next? And we know we've had this big discussion in this nation about trans fats, so this would be easy to throw the hammer in this direction.
And the people behind it are the food police activist groups, like the Center for Science and the Public Interest, who were the ones originally who sounded the alarm about saturated fats and wanted us to replace them with this. So they got some saturated fat out of the diet. We replaced it with trans fat, and now they want to get rid of that. So that's why I say this is a lesson in humility, that whether it's telling us not to eat eggs and then to eat eggs, not to eat saturated fat, maybe before we take away choices from the American consumer, the activist groups and the government officials who they influence ought to be a little bit more careful and a little bit more cautious about the science behind their allegations and the unintended consequences of regulations that are not based in science.
Yeah, and you know this too, because there's sort of this new wave, and people don't realize it, but a lot of times they'll pick up magazines and they'll read stories about trans fats or whatever it is, but they're planted stories. They're infotainment or whatever they call them.
Oh, no doubt about it. They have the big PR firms working for them to play scares about this, but here's what I'm worried about, Kate. Like, why do I care about this? I care about because I want government to run the right way to help protect public health.
Right.
And we spend so much time talking about things like trans fats that people are going to make New Year's resolutions to remove every last little ounce of trans fats they eat all year, yet they might keep smoking or they might not exercise as much. And the effect of removing this little bit of trans fat is de minimis. It won't make a difference. So we ought to focus on helping people quit smoking and exercise more and do things that make sense for our diets. But this hyperfixation that we have on trans fats, I think, will undermine public health.
Right, and you said it at the beginning. Here's the other thing. It's, okay, so what are you replacing it with? How are these companies, what are they going to afford? No, they're going to jack the price up because what is the alternative? You can't use olive oil. What are you going to use?
Well, you're going to use palm oil, which some activists are concerned about from the environmental effect.
Yeah.
You can use, and I know that chefs in New York, pastry chefs in New York where I live, where trans fats were already banned by Mayor Bloomberg, they're now using butter instead. So that's not a healthy alternative. But what's happening is they're making these replacements. The chefs don't seem to care. They're just going back to butter. It works for them.
Right.
But it will certainly increase the cost of food, but we don't really get any healthier food as a result.
Yeah, and then that's the other piece of it, is that we don't, if you wanted to look at what the cost is, well, we can tell you it's going to really jump if you can't find an alternative, and then you've got to find something that's super expensive or create it, and who knows what that is, and it's going to cost a lot more money. It's not going to be like a penny. It's going to be way more than that in the end, don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and we see this all the time. We've seen it with other issues, which is again, why I think it's important before we recklessly regulate. People think, oh, well, regulation equals safety. That's certainly not the case. A lot of regulations are reckless, they're knee-jerk, and we don't properly consider not only the intent of the regulation, Kate, but the effect of the regulation.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Jeff Steyer, keep us abreast of all that's happening. National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Unfortunately, when the movie Jaws happened, it really scared people or kids a lot, and even some adults, and of course this was a Hollywood movie, that they were staying off of beaches when they go to see the movie in New Jersey and in New York and in North Carolina and in Florida and anywhere where Jaws aired, which it was a huge phenomenon. And of course, it, like I said, it was a brilliant movie, but it was a movie. Now when it really happens, and we've had a couple of attacks lately, over the weekend, big ones, two kids both lost limbs, sadly, in a just only what could only be described as a horrific shark attack in North Carolina. They were waist deep, and people went to help them, which was great, but it brings up all those fears about being afraid to go in the water. So who better to have on the show than our favorite person, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She's an amazing psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power, an in-depth study of the professional professional woman in a relationship. Doc, thanks for coming back on.
It's always great to be on with your show. Thank you.
All right, so you know this. Kids, this will permeate among kids, and they'll be talking about it. And it really does, I think, push people off of beaches. So when you look at that and you know maybe in the back of your mind, well, this is a freak thing, but is it just so frightening, and we just make that analogy to the movie Jaws and to what we think of sharks, that the fear overtakes us?
Well, you know, water is a scary thing. We don't know what's underneath us when we're walking. It's the waves come and go. There are small fish, larger fish, and now we're talking about something huge, enormous. And this can create, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome that can stay with you for a long time. And the victims, I mean, they lost their limbs. I mean, this is horrific. You're going to have fun and you're going to unwind, and something so drastic and devastating happens. So it does have a long-lasting effect, even more than not going on the beaches. It's something that very much when you have, let's say, some kind of poison ivy in the park or any kind of incident that happens to you, you're afraid of the repetition. A bite from a bee, a sting bite, you're afraid that it could happen again. You know, what are the chances? Well, with me, it did happen all the time, because I walked in my backyard as a child without shoes, and I kept saying, well, it's not going to happen again. And each time I got stung, so not too bright. So, but usually, what are the chances? But when you're talking about post-traumatic stress, when you have this kind of fear, can really go and have an effect in other areas of your life, because it takes away from your confidence. It takes away from projecting things accurately, and therefore you seem to not go ahead and pursue things in quite the same way. So it does have an overall huge effect.
You know, it's interesting, too, Dr. Birnbaum. What's interesting is I've seen, you know, they do things on Shark Week, and, of course, there's crazy attacks. But one thing that you'll see over and over again that they film, a lot of times when people are attacked by a shark, guess what? They go back in the water again. There's a girl from Hawaii who had her arm taken off, literally bit off when she was riding a wave, and she surfs. She still surfs. She overcame that fear. She said, I wasn't, you know, hey, it was a terrible thing that happened, and she rehabbed herself and she got back in. So there is something to overcoming fears, even if it's a water thing or even if it's something unbelievable that is a rare thing that happened to you, right?
Absolutely, and the longer you wait, the harder it is. So if you can get right into this, a traffic accident, if you go by a certain corner or a light where a car hit you and you're afraid to go there again, after a while you're going to become paranoid about other similar incidences, and then you may stop driving altogether. So this is something very important. Sometimes you need a therapist for this. Sometimes it's visionary, where you imagine yourself getting into this situation again. I know I had a patient who was afraid to go down escalators.
Ooh.
One time her ankle gave out from her. So every time she was ready to step on this escalator, she was afraid that something would happen. So I really had to visualize with her how it would work if no one were in back of her, nobody was waiting, and she tried it. And what would she do if her ankle gave out again? Well, this time she was prepared, and I actually physically walked her through the whole process. But when people have these kind of fears, these imagined responses, they become so paranoid that the thought of it is upsetting. And you know, what does happen is your heart starts beating differently. It starts palpitating. You really feel it racing. So it's not even imagined anymore. When it gets to that point, then it's called panic distress or panic disorder. And you don't want it to get to that point, because that's when you really can't do it as effectively, because your body is actually in an altered state. And some people have really had heart attacks,
wow,
problems that's gone that far. that have so much stress on the body physically that they really don't know how to stop their and control their heart rate or pulse. They're monitor the way their pulses are going, how quickly it's going. So we're looking at a way to do this, and what you're talking about is somebody who really can do it right away. The quicker you can do that, the stronger you can be, and the more you can trust, well, then that you're starting a whole different cycle, a whole different path. I know somebody who's afraid to drive now because of an incident. You know, when you're sitting in a car, sometimes the truck moves, and it feels like the car is moving. Did you ever have that experience?
Yes, yeah.
Well, this person was on the bridge, and he put his foot on the brake. It wasn't working. What a nightmare. I made him get back in that car again. And he called me, and he was sweating bullets and said he can't do it. And I said, I'm telling you, if it was really happening, I wouldn't have you do it. And the same thing about sharks. If they'd really be in that water, you wouldn't go back again, and people would be reporting this all over and over. So it's a perception, and we carry perceptions around in our lives as if they're real, and we forget to see the difference, because then nobody would be flying, nobody would be in beaches, nobody would be in cars. So it's just a matter of looking at things in a factual way, and when your emotions get involved, it's very difficult to discriminate the two between what is real, what is right, because your body actually is reacting to it as if it's real. So who can you believe? So this is something that summer is starting with these fear factors that are going on around us, and we really have to know that when you go out of the house, you take calculated risks. Otherwise, nobody would get out of bed, and we can't really go to that place.
Boy, no kidding. So well said. And so you have to do that. That's great advice. And, I mean, of course, you know, and you walked us through with some patients. So you have to go back and get on the bike, so to speak, to overcome that fear. Because, boy, you don't want to get into, as you mentioned, the panic disorder, which could lead to a heart attack. If you have a patient that gets to that state, boy, what's the treatment like for that? Is that where you have to go to, somebody has to go to drugs and they have to go to different ways to break that? Because I would imagine that's tough to break.
Well, you know, drugs, I really don't support taking drugs that much unless it's a chemical-induced situation. And
yeah,
there are times, you know, depression can be clinical depression, which is different than depression that's episodal, which happens at times. And often we all can have depressions with stress, trauma, divorce, moving, whatever there is that's going on in our lives. But when there's nothing clinical about it, the best thing to do, and this is very scary, is to trust a person. If you can believe what this person is saying, it's similar to taking swimming lessons. You're afraid you're going to drown. But if that person is trustworthy and they're saying you're going to be fine, and you believe that person, then you let go slowly. It's like a child that's learning to walk. If they can keep moving forward, then they become and have independence. And that's similar to what's going on in my practice. If I can keep pushing them, even when this person called me, he was sweating bullets, and I knew that everything would be okay. So there is this trust factor that takes time. But when you can cross that, and that stress that goes with it, and it's high stress, it's immediate, quick, and high stress, then there are ways to overcome shark. And guess what? Everything else in your life that comes in, because in reality, life has stresses. It's just how you cope with those stresses. Everybody has stresses. Nobody has it easier than the other person.
Ah, perfect. Well said. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thanks so much, as always, for sharing with us and giving us your insights. We appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I said, oh, honey, you know why? Short love, baby, now that ain't no lie. A cough when you call my name. Honey, I burn like wood in flame. You leave me.
your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Once again, the mailbag is overflowing. Remember, 24/7, if you have something to say, you want to talk about some of the things that have hit you hard lately, whether it's in the wallet or otherwise, you certainly can do that. Sound off 24/7, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Plenty of people had a lot to say about Jeb Bush. By the way, we can sneak in some calls. Jeb Bush, does he tank the Republican Party's hopes of beating Hillary Clinton, or does he help the Republican Party? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, if you want to weigh in on that. And on that note, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Squelch, who says, Kate, it's nothing but noise. Bush, another one in the White House, ain't going to happen. I'm a Scott Walker fan myself, and I'm worried that Jeb Bush is hurting the party by jumping into this, and I don't understand it. I thought he had all but bagged the idea of being president. All of a sudden, out of left field, he's in the race. I say he doesn't even get the nomination. What do you say? Well, if you're listening, if you've been listening, or some of you have been listening for a while, this is inevitable. We knew this was going to happen. I love it when people say, that's not going to happen. He's not really running. It was obvious he was going to run. Does he tank the Republican Party? I don't know that he tanks the Republican Party, but does he get the nomination? And the answer is, there's a lot of people who owe the Bushes favors, and they want to help the Bush family. You know, they have a long political legacy, going back to Prescott Bush, who would be Jeb Bush's grandfather. And so the answer is that political capital gets cashed and has been getting cashed. And the PACs that are supporting Jeb Bush and the money that's rolling in, it's about the dough. Follow the dough. It costs $1 million to become president. A million. It costs $1 billion at least to be president. You have to have a big fat war chest. And that's the thing. Who has the biggest war chest? And maybe there's others in the Republican Party that could carry the torch and go down the same lane as Jeb Bush, but I just don't see how he gets knocked down. I don't see any scandal brewing. It's Jeb Bush. Everybody else is playing for second or a cabinet position. Everybody else is doing it. The Tea Party can try to tank Bush. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. People are going to be unhappy. But are you going to tell me you have a choice to vote and you're not going to vote for Jeb Bush if you hate Hillary Clinton or don't want a Democrat or whatever the reason is? Would you just simply not vote? Is it that bad that you say, forget it, I'm not, the game is rigged, I'm not going to vote? Here's another one. This one from Sarah. Hi, Kate. I try to email you at least once a week. I listen to the show whenever I can. Can't believe that Jeb Bush is actually running. Sure, it seemed as though that was going to happen. He popped up in the polls. He was on the political shows. But how does this happen? How does somebody who is out of politics, not the governor anymore of Florida, has a brother who wins the White House, has a father who was president, and then he's going to run? Are we England or are we the United States? I'm confused. Yeah, I don't know. You pass the crown down and pass it around, and who gets it next? It would be wild if Bush did win. Because then you had a father and two sons. They're like the Mannings are to football, the Bushes are to politics. And Jeb was the governor of Florida. So, yeah, you had two governors, president. Two presidents, running the CIA, all kinds of things. But here's the thing, the immigration issue will be his Achilles heel. Because I don't believe that enough in the Republican Party are supporting his stance on immigration, on what to do about immigration. And you know what, I could be totally wrong, but I don't think so. I think that's where he loses a lot of people. But who then becomes the strongest person to overtake him? Is it really Scott Walker? Is it somebody else? It seems as though Scott Walker would be the likely. But Rand Paul has won a bunch of the straw polls. He falls back, though, with sometimes the Tea Party, even though he was really won his midterm election because of a lot of Tea Party help. So, be interesting to watch how it really evolves now that he's in. Plus, I think that's like a moth to the flames, moths to the flames. I think you're going to see anyone else who wants to be in jump in, including Donald Trump, because it's interesting. You know, we've had all this conversation how many times about Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of running for president. He hints about running for president. And he really could now this time. In fact, he's formed an exploratory committee. He's going to make an announcement on his presidential plans at 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern time as to whether or not he's got really has any serious political ambitions. Supposedly, he's planning to visit New Hampshire tomorrow. So, you know, why are you visiting New Hampshire? Jeb Bush is in New Hampshire tomorrow. So why would he visit New Hampshire if he's not running for president? But how wild is that? I mean, would Bush be beaten by Trump? Would Trump be a candidate, be considered a serious candidate if he really did do it? I mean, he's got this exploratory committee. Would he really beat Bush? He certainly has enough money on his own and enough friends to help him. All right, let's take another one. We got a bunch of them I think we can get through here. Here's one from Christopher, who says, "Hello, Kate. I just have to tell you that as somebody who is from Texas, watching from afar, because I don't live there anymore, as to what's happened with the weather there, boy, oh boy. I always thought it was tornadoes you had to worry about and the occasional hailstorm, but the rains, I've never seen anything like it. When I talk to my friends, they tell me how bad the flooding has been with rivers cresting, and also the fact that you had a lot of places that were just paths and trails that were just completely destroyed by water, and now there's word of another storm. Boy, oh boy. Sometimes I am glad I'm not in the Lone Star State." Well, I've said it before. It's very strange. There was this drought. In my neighborhood, they have, you know, you have your local newspaper, and the newspaper said the new norm. And the new norm was, hey, you can water again. Because we have enough water to go around. So we're not in the stage four drought anymore. Quite the opposite in California, where people are doing the new thing of painting their lawns, so they don't look so bleak. Yeah. All right, here's one from Hal. Kate, no love for Chicago and the Stanley Cup. Being a sports enthusiast, I would think you would talk about the Chicago win. I did briefly talk about it. For the third time since 2010, the Blackhawks win the Cup. They beat Chicago 2-0. They win the best of seven series. Five of the six games were decided by one goal. So the sixth game in Chicago, fans go crazy because they're there to celebrate the Cup, to watch them win. I'd say they have a dynasty going on. And boy, the poor Tampa Bay Bolts heading home from Chicago. Oh, must have been a rough flight for them. They made it interesting. How about that? Remember, you too can be a part of the party. The mail party, that is. Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
Easy to be a criminal? All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.